going to be willing, she's not willing to do that. So our boss, the Vermilion Parish Library, says if the building belongs to them, they'll give us equipment, they'll fix it up. So I'm working on it now to give it to them.
Now, a place where you would keep a lot of room, a room to store odds and ends in?
Well, that would be a storeroom, a smokehouse, and that's where we smoked our meat, and you...
What did you sweep with back in the old days?
Well, some people, we made our brooms a long time. I even made brooms after I married.
Okay.
But you could buy brooms. You could buy your brooms, sweep with brooms. You'd scrub on the floor on your knees in those days.
When your mother was doing that, you say she was...
She didn't have even a mop when I was little. You know what she'd mop with? You know what they call a yard rake?
Uh-huh.
You know these rakes with the... Dr. I remember the first time I saw her, while we'd be picking cotton, you know. She'd be at the house and she'd take an old wore-out dress. We'd call it a floor rag. Take an old wore-out dress and she'd take her bucket of water and wet that old dress in there and throw it on the floor, and she'd take, poor soul, I guess most, sometimes she was pregnant, sometimes she wasn't feeling good enough to get down there and mop, you know, scrub it with, she'd take that rake and put it on that floor rag, you know, and drag it around on the floor for a mop. I've seen my mama do that a lot of times.
Not only did she work in the field, but she also had to do the...
Had to do the household chore, sure. My father had to be away in the marsh, trapped. They'd dig trapping ditches, 3-4 miles long. And what they'd do, they didn't have no motors that would dig ditches in those days. They'd take a shovel. They'd have to take a marsh hoe, you know what a hoe is. Well, you take a hoe, and somebody had the big marsh hoes. But then in later years, they found you take a shovel. They invented that themselves. And take a shovel and you'd go to where they'd bend iron, burn, you know, heat iron. And you'd bend that shovel just like a hoe. And when you'd hit it, would give you a great big dip of dirt. And every year, those poor men had to clean their ditches out. 3-4 miles long, and then they'd build their own pirogues. And then you'd go out, that's the way they'd hunt, and they'd trap. And then in the coming about...
When they built the pirogue, then they would...
Get in that pirogue, you see.
Yeah. Hello. Who's he?
That's my grandson. Where y'all been? Where y'all been?
Waiting for you. We thought you was at the boat or whatever.
Yeah, I've been here, and I guess they're going to finish, and I've been here 2-3 hours.
Oh, I tell you what, am I going on too long?
No, that's all right.
If you want me to stop,
What are you saying? If you're going to meeting 2
hey,
o'clock?
I can come back. Is there a place in the island where I can eat? Is there a restaurant here or anything? There's a club up the road, I noticed that.
There's a drive-in over there you can eat. You eat gumbo?
Oh, yeah. Where is it at?
I don't know what they serve. They serve fried chicken and shrimp and...
No, is it back that way?
Yeah, at the drive-in. At Jody's, they called it. Jody's Drive-In.
Okay.
I'd offer you something to eat here, but
oh,
I ain't got a damn thing cooked.
No, you got to go back over to the school. Right?
Yeah, I got to go back. I mean, I imagine I've been here 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, you go back. Did that help you any?
Sure. Listen, if I go over to... Later on today,
yeah.
I'm gonna go try and see if Mr. talk with me again. Would you have some time later on? You could talk with me.
Yeah, soon. I don't know though. I don't get off till about 8 tonight.
Oh, that's when the polls.
Yeah, close. You can go see. Do you have to go back into town tonight?
Yeah, I gotta go back in. But if I come back tomorrow, could you?
Yeah, come back tomorrow would be a good day. I don't have nothing I got to do tomorrow except go to church.
Okay.
At 10:30, that's all. I go to church at 10:30.